Hi, this is Chosen Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
It's good to have options when choosing healthcare. Even better to have the right option. Like the right option for you. The right option for your family. A healthcare that aligns with your faith and your beliefs. We know you want a program that brings you and your community together. With Share Healthcare, that's all possible. Share Healthcare is bringing families all across America together to share in each other's medical expenses. Find out more at sharehealthcare.com. That's sharehealthcare.com.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the Borwell here in this community with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home, and they are doing well, and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. Pandragari. Motor chala de do mein. And you can see the borewell that we have put here, and it's giving water for the people. Tanin.
Hallelujah!
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 Thank you very much, Pastor Greg, and thank you very much to Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you. Thank you.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. Welcome back. Yeah, well, I've been here. Where have you been? I love it, huh? What do you know? What do you know? All right. Yes, I have. I have been here and waiting for you lovely, lovely, lovely people to join me here at Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great program lined up for you, by the way. While we're talking, Michelle Swinnick will be back with us today. She is the Maricopa County election judge who identified and reported, and the Gateway Pundit has been following a lot of what she's been doing. But she's working with Act for America on what's called Ban the Machines. Ban the Machines. And so we will have that coming up for you in, let's see, bottom of hour number two. Top of the next hour, Chelsea Yeoman is with us, and we'll be talking about the importance of abortion. And I got to ask the question, why in the world in this last election were we so afraid to fight them head on over life? I mean, it's our key value. Come on, guys, seriously. Oh. And yet it's like, oh, they're abortion. Oh, we're going to lose on abortion. How do you lose to baby killers? I don't understand, but we'll talk to Chelsea about that coming up. Ward Connerly is with us today. The progressives think that they get a pass now? Do they get to flaunt their agenda? I'm thinking no. I'm thinking definitely no. And then also Don Schenck, and I'm really excited to have Don back with us. Tide Ministries has been sharing the gospel over the radio for 75 years around the world. And Don will be with us as we celebrate their 75th anniversary. And I'm just going to say this. As an overarching, and most of you who watch this program know this, there is only one answer to what ails the United States of America. One. And his name is Jesus Christ. And until we make him King of Kings and Lord of Lords over our country once again, we stop embracing components of Darwinism and this is so funny, and my guests are going to laugh at this. So we talk about, we got to drain the swamp. Realize that we've been teaching in our schools that we're all part of the swamp for the last 70 years. Okay? Think about it. We crawled up out of the swamp, and then we turned into monkeys, and then we became men. So we're all part of the swamp, but we got to drain the swamp. We're not going to drain the swamp till we start claiming that we're part of the swamp. We're not. We were created by God. He formed us in our mother's womb. That's the good news. So we got to stop that. We got to stop teaching evolution. Evolution is a lie. It's a lie from the pit of hell. Because its desire is to exclude the idea. And those that say, well, but God could have used, no, God didn't use evolution. I mean, if your God is a God that couldn't get us right the first time and needed to evolve us, check your God out, because he's not the God of the Bible, I promise you. The God of the Bible snaps his finger, speaks a word, and it's done. Now, do we have free will? Oh, well, yeah, but then what? Yeah, we have free will. That's exactly right. And we chose sin. And because man chose sin, we're in the mess we're in. But God, in his grace and his mercy, sent his son, Jesus Christ, to solve the sin problem. And not the sin after death problem. You're not gonna get to perfection once you get to heaven, and don't settle. Because you're trampling on the blood. That's what Hebrews 10 says. You're trampling on the blood. And that's good news. That's not condemnation. See, we go to church and we hear about how bad a sinner we are, and then we say, yeah, I'm just a bad sinner, and I'm gonna be a bad sinner for the rest of my days, and hopefully when I die, then it'll all be better. No. Jesus Christ said on the cross, it is finished. Make the profession of Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Man, that is powerful. You don't have to stay in your addiction. Church is compromised because the pastor doesn't have the answer, because he doesn't believe Jesus actually finished the work on the cross. He thinks he's got to come do it again, or we're going to be magically whisked out of here all screwed up. What kind of, I mean, I'm a dad and I'm a grandpa. I want the very best for my kids. I don't want them hating life and struggling with life. I don't want that. And Jesus said in a parable about the man knocking at the door who wakes his neighbor up in the middle of the night begging for bread. And he says, would your father, when you beg for bread, give you a rock, or would he give you bread? How much more your Father in heaven? That's the good news. All right. I've preached my sermon for today. I want to welcome my dear friends Sheena Rodriguez and Victor Avila to the program, because we got a very serious invasion happening. Children being trafficked. And just this past weekend, another just heartbreaking, tragic death of a border agent by suicide, because these poor guys are shot at, they're threatened, they're pressed down on every side. Suicide is, don't do it. Don't do it. Please, don't do it. But I'm not going to denigrate a memory. We need to learn and understand not just the issue of suicide, but the issue of the pressure on these Customs and Border Patrol agents, police officers. My God, did you see what happened in San Francisco yesterday morning? 11 sheriff cadets run down as they're out running on the street doing PT by some deranged individual in a car. Run down. Police are being murdered, and it's because of rhetoric from the progressive left and the desire to tear down and destroy the rule of law. All right. Who wants to start? Victor, why don't, you're a former Customs and Border Protection agent. When you hear the stories about these agents taking their own lives, what goes through your mind?
And let me add to that. We just lost another one. There's been two suicides in the last 2 weeks. One last week, and I think the one I just yesterday, the day before yesterday, yeah. We've had two suicides of veteran Border Patrol agents. And let me tell you, I agree with you. Suicide is never the answer. Trauma, I know. I've been through it.
Yeah.
There is a solution in life. In God, there's always a solution. In life, it doesn't matter what the issue is, there's a solution. And when death, the solution of death is, that's it. It's over. And you cannot solve this. But what I've been seeing with the border agents is everything that you said about how stressful they are at work. But I want people to understand the trickle effect that has and the ripple effect that it has on the family, on their finances, on their everyday life. It's not just the amount, an enormous amount of stress that they've had dealing with the mandates, dealing with the Secretary of Mayorkas, and all the way down the sector, down to their chief down to their border patrol supervisor, telling them to do things that they are not supposed to be doing when they know that they're not completing the scope of their duties. And it is beyond frustrating. Obviously, it is so much that some of these agents are having a very difficult time handling it. There is no morale. Forget, people talk about the morale. It's so low. Just in the last week, I've been in McAllen, El Paso, and just got back from Midland yesterday. And I hadn't been in McAllen in a while because remember a year and a half ago, it was all McAllen, Mission, Texas when they were coming in. Well, I talked to some border agents. It's very active still there. It's just that the cameras left. But the activity, as we were standing on the river, even I was like, it's so serene. It's beautiful. The Rio Grande River. We were standing in a mobile home park on the U.S. side overlooking. It was right at dusk. And some people that I was with were asking me like, are we pretty safe here? I said, yeah, it's pretty good. Like it's very calm. No one's looking at us. Boy, that was, you know, I still can't believe how I want it to be that way. Border Patrol supervisor shows up and he's like, what you're doing here right now is disrupting everything that's happening on the Mexican side. Because he shows his flashlight and shines it across the river into the brush and two bodies are there, cartel members watching us with binoculars. The whole time we've been there, and he says we have drug activity, we have illegal alien activity, everything is still happening. And they have two Border Patrol agents, one on the boat and one on land, trying to catch these guys. It's not happening. But I think I love how you started today, Pastor Greg, because this is beyond, I know we're going to talk border security, but this is the big picture here is the good versus evil. And this is what it is. These mandates, these policies are evil in the human trafficking. I flew from McAllen, Texas, next to me with a 4-year-old child just last week with he was about 4, and the adult that was with him is not his father. And I gave him water. He fell asleep the whole flight. I gave the kid water. I put the cartoons on the TV for him. He had never flown on an airplane, was very nervous, and it is heartbreaking. As a subject matter expert in human trafficking, I rescued these kids. They were going to Florida. Where is he today? Right now? Who has custody of this child? What are they doing to him? Is he in a school? Is he being trafficked? We have no idea because this administration has been promoting this since the day they took office. This is what they're responsible for. The deaths, the rapes, the human trafficking, the smuggling, the ones that die in the rollovers, the ones that die in suffocating the back of tractor trailers. This is the problem with the open border is that it's killing these people. And on top of that, because lately I've been, you know, it's not the fault of all of the illegal aliens. I say it all the time. If I was coming from Nicaragua, I'd do the same. Why not? It's open. They're going to let me in.
Well,
criminal illegal alien is that they're all mixed in there, and I cannot allow for one more murderer, one more rapist, one more drug dealer to come in. We need to secure this border and take care of our citizens and put them first. And we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
What Governor Abbott and all that. I know Sheena has a lot to say about that as well.
All right. We need to take a break. We're going to come back. One of the things about the Nicaragua issue is, you know, we went down there. The Biden administration changed the policy as it relates to Nicaragua and decided to put sanctions on Nicaragua for no reason. There was no reason to do it. And as a result of that, Noriega said, okay, well, if you're going to, you know, sanction us, then I'm going to empty my prisons and I'm going to send all my people across your border. And that is exactly what has happened. And this is a absolute direct result of the Biden policy and what they did absolutely with no reason. I mean, the reason is because they can't get Noriega to play their globalist garbage games and allow Soros into his country. That's the bottom line. But that's why they did it. They went ahead and did it. We've got to take a break. We've got a little bit over. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this. Sheena Rodriguez, securetheborder.us, Victor Avila, agentunderfire.thebook.com. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm here with Sheena Rodriguez, SecureTheBorder.us, and Victor Avila, AgentUnderFireBook.com. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Do me a favor, share the page. Share ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We have seen our numbers dramatically increase, and I thank you as a direct result of you sharing. When I started asking you to share, we were doing between 35 and 40,000 a day. Now we're up over 85,000 a day. It's working. Now we can take that 85 and let's turn it into 170,000. How about that? Let's make that happen. You can do it. You can do it. Again, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Share the page. And the great TECN TV programming is on all day long, by the way. There's programming all day long. We've got Texas Fully Loaded that comes on after our program. Michelle Swinnick is on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Lucy DeGrazia is on in the Wednesday slot with Jesus Rocks. Really cool program. Randy Perham is live with us from Alaska. We've got Dave McQuell, who is live with us from Africa. A great lineup. David Lowry is with us out of Chicago. And then, of course, the man himself, Kenneth McClinton, the exceptional conservative and the founder of the network, the Exceptional Conservative Network, which we fondly refer to as the Exceptional Christian Network, at TECN. You can watch it all here at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. So share that. And then, if you would, consider buying Pastor a cup of coffee, right? $5 buys me a cup of coffee. You can do that at the donate button. You can also do it now. And we also have some books that we're giving away. If you want to be generous for a gift of $75 or more, I've got Goodbye Constitution, Freedom America, The Road to Tyranny, Republic or Democracy, Does It Matter?, Setting Brush Fires of Freedom, and Two Visions of America, all written by our friend Don Jan. So there you go. All right, Sheena, tease for us. We're going to be going into our break, but tease real quick what you're going to share when we come out on the other side.
Well, I want to talk about did Governor Abbott actually declare an invasion, and add a little bit to the comments of the pressure on our agents and what's really going on with both our Border Patrol agents and our Texas law enforcement as well.
All right. So we're going to bring that to you coming up on the other side. Please don't go anywhere. Again, share with your friends. We've got a lot more to cover regarding it is an invasion at the border. It is impacting every single community across the country. And not only are they being aided and abetted by being shipped around the country, but they're coming in places where we're not accounting for them as well. Back with more coming up right after this.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Aldershot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Aldershot has four
powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of UltraShot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. UltraShot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. UltraShot also contains exotic herbals. UltraShot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an UltraShot. Thanks to UltraShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and it is my sincere pleasure to have with me Victor Avila, agentunderfirebook.com, and Sheena Rodriguez, securethebordercom.us. Sheena, you know, Victor in our first segment was talking about the border situation and the pressure on the agents and those things. I know you were mentioning in the green room that you have some concerns as well as to what's happening to our border patrol agents and how they're being treated, not just by the progressive left, but even by individuals on the right as well. Talk to me about your experience dealing with that.
Yeah, I mean, I've stressed some concerns for quite some time. I've had to disassociate myself with others as well who come out angry at our Border Patrol agents. Like Victor said, there's been two more recent suicides. In addition to that, you know, we also have several Texas Guardsmen that have committed suicide. And I think the problem is that they see the issue and people are angry. This is very emotional, and people should be angry, but then they take it out on, and ours, I've seen this cluster of people that are openly saying, well, how can you still stand by Border Patrol when they're releasing them? You know what? I understand. I get why people are angry, but we have to remain focused of who we should be actually angry at. These are good men and women. Of course you have some bad apples everywhere, right? Let's be honest. But the vast majority of them, some of them my friends, you know, are good men and women, same thing like police officers that go out every single day trying to do, putting their lives on the line, you know, like Victor did, you know, and then they're being, they're handcuffed, you know, by these policies. We need to be a voice for them and give them the strength. People are expecting them to stand up and to just stop, you know, just don't follow orders. You know, it's not quite that simple. And I get really frustrated because people are saying that from the comfort of their own home, on their couches, you know, instead of actually trying to do something to get active and engaged and involved to help fight back, you know, against these policies. And I wanted to segue that into, you know, what we're seeing here in Texas. You know, my phone was blowing up the other day when Governor Abbott put out the, you know, this tweet. I did a whole video on it, you know, on how he sent it from his personal tweet and everything else, all this stuff. The media, including the right-wing media, took it and ran with it, right? Mm-hmm. Our side sometimes can be, not sometimes, unfortunately, a lot of times, can be just as bad as the left with just putting out these headlines, and they don't really dig into the actual story. But, you know, at the same time, I'm getting calls from some of my Border Patrol agents currently serving down there, and they're like, our Texas law enforcement just released more smugglers, and then went into detail about it. And this has been happening for quite some time. I'm hoping to make it back down there to the border to start shedding more light on this situation. You know, and again, I mean, the same thing with our Texas, you know, guardsmen. Many of them have committed suicide. Many of them are now having drug and alcohol problems and addiction problems as a result of the PTSD. Mm-hmm. You know, the reality is that nothing about Operation Lone Star so far has actually stopped this. Everything that Governor Abbott tweeted out there from his personal account, by the way, his personal Twitter, not his official Twitter as governor, you know, broke it down. None of it was new. There was no new executive orders that were signed. He's basically just double speaking and regurgitating what he claims he's already done. And how effective has that been? You know, last month was over 230,000. Again, another record breaking month. The reality is that nothing has stopped this. And we've talked about this. Victor and I have talked about this for over, God, it feels like almost 2 years now, you know, showing the photo ops compared to reality, you know? And so the reality is that we need to get angry at the people who we should be angry at, which are the politicians who are putting these policies in place. And we need to hold, I think Governor Abbott, I hope that he does the right thing. I saw some very strong verbiage, but then again, we've seen verbiage a lot, right? We want to see specific actions, and it's time now for Texans to put the pressure on Abbott. And I think the media at this point is also going to start really highlighting. I think he's kind of pitted himself in a corner here because he's making some pretty bold statements. And if now with Title 42 being obliterated, we've seen nothing yet compared to what's coming. And it's going to show and highlight. He's not going to be able to hide behind the photo ops any longer. When the floodgates are already opened and you've got masses coming through at one time, you know, at once, there's no photo ops. There's no amount of photo ops that's going to be able to cover the truth any longer. And people are going to be able to start seeing right through that rhetoric if he doesn't actually do something substantial. He needs to stop this at the river. He needs to start bringing those buses, not to Pennsylvania. People cheer. Cheer. Oh, there goes another. Okay. It served its purpose, right? It served its purpose. It served its photo op. We're done with that. Start sending them back the other way. Start sending them back to Mexico. Implement those policies again, that he did for a very short period of time of you know, making a hindrance at our ports of entry to trigger that financial burden, that President Trump's tariffs did so well. You know, so well, we have to hit back economically. Start sending some bold messages here. Texans are tired of it, and they need and they demand, as they should, action. No more words, action.
One of the other challenges that our border agents face, and where this invasion, I think, is you know, really grinding, is the actual threat of physical harm. My understanding is that our agents take fire pretty much every single day from across the river. You were mentioning, Victor, about, you know, you guys being out there and looking and it seeming serene, but being told, no, just look across the river and you can see, you know, eyes on you and all the activity that's happening on that side of the river. Even while you're right there, they're doing it, and it's all, you know, basically preparation for, you know, for the invasion that's about to happen. But I also understand that there's, heavy caliber gunfire that comes across that river as cover and as intimidation against our agents. Can you speak to that?
There's been many, many shootings at our Border Patrol agents from across the river, from across the wall in El Paso, down in the valley. Their vehicles have been struck with gunfire. The drone activity, let me tell you that Border Patrol agents were telling me the cartel's drones have these incredible, very sophisticated drones that they fly them so high that sometimes Border Patrol cannot hear them or see them. They have thermal. They know everything. They got the same technology or even better than we have. Plus, the technology that we have, the sensors and the drones and all that, have been shut down by the Biden administration. Well, you don't need the wall, you don't need the technology either. And so they have really, you talk about tying their hands. But I want to say, and I agree 100% with everything that Sheena said. We're tired of one thing being said and another thing not being acted on. Sheena's absolutely right. It's going to come down where I'm going to go down there. I'm going to be down in Eagle Pass, right after Thanksgiving. And I'm going to go see if, in fact, right now, as we do this interview, nothing has changed. This declaration was a tweet. That's it. It wasn't an actual official declaration. They call it, he invoked, he did whatever the words, they play with the words of this declaration, but there was no plan in place before you did this. I talked to DPS troopers in Midland, Texas yesterday, day before yesterday. They had no idea. And they're like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? You're the DPS troopers. If your governor, if your boss was going to declare an invasion, you would, right, be the number one agency they would be the DPS, Department of Public Safety, number one agency to go down the border and, right, stop them with the help of the National Guard.
Right.
They would be it. They would become the Border Patrol.
Right.
You didn't know what I was talking about.
If I could add to that really quick, you know, I followed in Austin, in the Capitol, and what's been going on. McCraw has made it, who is of course over Texas DPS, very clear. He does not want his men, going, enforcing immigration. And those are his words. Those are his direct words. Now he would do, of course, whatever his governor, you know, whoever the governor is, he would see, he would act upon that, but he's not very keen on it. So, on the idea at all. And that's the truth. So I just wanted to add that.
That's a great point. And so, there was no plan in place. Where are the buses? Where is the operational plan when, you know, we were getting ready to do it with Kerry Lake? And unfortunately we don't know what's going to happen there, but we had the legislators, the police, the National Guard, we had them all set up in place.
Right. Right. And you have to stage this. This isn't something where you just flip a switch and say, okay,
no,
we're going to do this. You have to stage it. You have to get everybody on board. Everybody has to believe in the cause and everybody has to understand the seriousness of the situation and then be on board to do something about it. And unfortunately, this is a big part of the problem. We'll be back. We're going to take a little bit of a break. Just an FYI, the Respect for Marriage Act did pass in the Senate yesterday. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I told Michelle Swinnick the other day, my P is for pastor, not for the other thing. Okay? And pastors need to stop being the other thing. Jesus was not a wimp. They didn't crucify Christ because they knew that he was going to save the world. They crucified Christ because they were afraid of him. They crucified Christ because he called them out for what they are and what they were and what they were doing. He spoke the truth. And they couldn't handle the truth. And pastors need to stop wimping out and start speaking the truth. Marriage is between a man and a woman. And it's the only way that a healthy culture survives. That's it. It's between a man and a woman. America is a Christian nation. Our rights and our liberties are given to us by God, by the Creator. Unalienable rights given to us by the Creator. And by the way, all of the rights belong to us, not them. Folks, all of the rights belong to you and I. We are the sovereigns. This isn't Rome, and we don't have an emperor. And God appointed you and I to run this country. And we run it as the citizens of this country by selecting representatives. This is not a democracy. This is a republic. And it is a representative republic, meaning that they are to cast their votes and follow the guidelines we send them there to follow and the mandates that we spend our blood, sweat, and tears and time to get written and vote upon and pass. We have political parties because parties have platforms. And those parties' platforms mean something. They mean blood, sweat, tears, and time spent negotiating and talking and deciding what's going to be best for this country, what's going to be best for all Americans, so we can all experience freedom. And that's why we're talking about defending the border today with Sheena and with Victor. It's why I spend this time talking about it. Because I do agree that a nation without borders is not a nation. And God's biblical plan was nations. He called Abram out and he said, I will make you the father of many nations. Nations, meaning boundaries. It's important for us to understand God is a God of nations. And he sets boundaries. He gave Abraham specific boundaries and he told him exactly where the lines were for the promised land. And he demanded of him that he respect the kingdoms as he went through them and honored those kings and did not offend them. Because God is a God of order. Whew. All right.
Well.
And we need to get back to that order, folks.
There is no law and order at the border. It's lawlessness. It's what it is. And to your point of nations, you know, the other day, I'm a big advocate about dealing with Mexico and Mexico's role in this open border. They're so complicit. And no one is holding them accountable because the majority of people that are coming there are illegally present in that country as well. But the Mexican president the other day, when presented with his own numbers, his own stats that he put on his own website, government website, of the total number of homicides under his tenure, but by the way, has broken the record. If you can believe this, you remember back in 2006 with Felipe Calderon that he declared the war against the cartels and there was 100 and some thousand deaths and then Peña Nieto came in 100 and some thousand. Well, AMLO, the socialist communist president in Mexico, that record has been broken. And I'm sorry I can't quote you the exact number, but it's like 125,000 murders. In a country of 110 million. And while he is being told this in his Monday or every morning,
briefing
press conferences. Yes. Huh? He speaks 3 words per minute. he denies it. They're telling him the stats were grabbed from his own government, from his own website, and he says no. How do you deal with a person when you tell him that you are the number one country in the world with the highest homicide rate? Five of the most dangerous cities in the world are in Mexico. No, no. And it reminds me when I was a parole officer and in my law enforcement world, when I used to go to the families and say, you know, your son is going to go back to prison or whatever. He's an MS-13 gang member or a Barrio Azteca gang member. And the mom would tell me, no, he's not. No. I wasn't asking you. I'm telling you. Oh no, not my boy.
He was a good boy.
Not my boy. Exactly. And so this is kind of, it reminds me the same way that we're dealing with Mexico. If they are in denial or if they won't even accept their own conditions of their own country, we need leadership. We need someone to go in there. And I always refer to it as a chit chat, but it might be a little bit more than that at this point, where you have to hold them accountable, because it's not like they're coming from the ocean. They're coming from another sovereign country.
Right. And just to add to that, if our people illegally enter their country, gosh.
We'd be violating their sovereignty.
Well, you're,
they throw it in our face.
And they hold our people in jail.
Yes, they do.
They hold our people in prison. If our people illegally enter their country, they hold them in prison. Remember the former Marine?
Yes, I was about to say, if you cross over with a firearm or one round, one bullet, you're going to prison. But yet the cartels who patrol the country, fully armed, they are not touched. And it's terrorism. It is terrorism. Really quick, and I know Sheena's going to agree with this. Governor Abbott declared the cartels foreign terrorist organizations.
Which is good.
Here we go again.
Yeah.
Here we go again. What does that mean? It looks good on paper, but it's not officially done, and there's no enforcement of it. I just had information from Border Patrol agent. They had a cartel member in custody, self-proclaimed Gulf cartel member. They arrested. And so all of a sudden the protocol changes. Border Patrol has to call someone else. I go, did you call HSI? No. Did you call DEA? No. Did you call the FBI? No. Who did you call to continue the investigation? What criminal investigation agency? We called the State Department. I said, what? We called the State Department because that's the protocol under this administration.
Wow.
State Department officials showed up, took the cartel member back to Mexico, and turned him over to Mexican officials. And that's the end of that. We didn't get any intel. We didn't, nobody interviewed him. And I'm like, wait a minute. But I thought they were declared foreign terrorist organizations. That's a terrorist you had in custody. It changes the rules. So the reality on the ground is different than on paper.
Final minute. Sheena, go ahead and then I'll grab it back from you.
I want to see, I want to see the cartel that operate within the state of Texas and known affiliated gangs and any NGOs that are aiding and facilitating any of these groups. I want to see them declared as domestic terrorists. Texas, our law enforcement here has its own domestic terrorist list. We're all on it. Why can't these cartels operate?
Why can't the real domestic terrorists be added to it? I agree with you wholeheartedly. Thank you so much for being with me this morning. I greatly appreciate it. Follow Sheena at securetheborder.us, securetheborder.us, and you can follow Victor at agentunderfirebook.com. Pick up his book, Agent Under Fire. You'll be enlightened by that read. agentunderfirebook.com. Both of them are available to come out and speak to your groups if you'd like them to as well. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Chelsea Yeoman joins me on the other side. We're going to talk about life. Why do killers become something we won't talk about? I don't understand. Back more after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at Chosen.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.